Oh yeah, that guitar lick, Steve Lukather,
and Tommy Bolin,
of course. Let me finish. Welcome to the B-sides.
Dig in on you.
I know. We're gonna get to Brother Tommy in just a second.
Hmm.
We want everybody to know what we're doing here.
Yes.
All right.
I'd like to know too.
Okay.
I've heard rumors.
He's Bolin. I'm Blumberg. This is the B-sides here on Siouxland Public Media. And we've got an interesting show for you, an exciting show. Not nearly as exciting as the stories that Johnny's going to tell us in just a second. But we're doing Whatever Happened To, and we picked out four bands. And if we get to them all, wonderful. And if not, you can still ask Whatever Happened To. So whatever happened to you this week?
What did happen to me? Well, I went out to Tommy's memorial is this whole week, I guess, like his birthday. It's a week in motion. But we went out to Denver at a club. It's not a club. It's a ballroom now. It's in an area, industrial area, that's now converting into hotels. And it's kind of desolate out there. But it's called The Mission. It holds 4,000 people, and it was just unreal. And Colorado Hall of Fame.
Music Hall of Fame.
Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So they had the band Zephyr that Tommy played. So it wasn't really all about Tommy, but he did headline, and we happened to get two real good guitar players to play along with a guy named Lucas Parker, who's great,
you know,
too.
You're too humble. For the radio.
Well, I'll tell you who they are if you really want to know.
Yeah, we do. We want to know who you played with.
Yeah, it was with Joe Bonamassa and Warren Haynes, Government Mule, and Allman Brothers. You know, and they came on there. I mean, I'm sure they got paid something, but I mean, they're both really big
and
fans.
And what about you? Were you sitting in the audience while they were playing?
Or were you behind your
drum kit?
No, I feel okay now, so I played this time.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's great just to see all those guys that Tommy used to play with. Because when he's growing up out in Denver, he eventually let me come out and stay with him when I got old enough. So it was like 15 or 16. So I met a lot of these guys, and they'd say, here's my younger brother, Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, my younger brothers.
You were a teenager.
So I got to see them, like me, all growing up.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
Senior citizen. So
grown up.
It was just a great time all the way around, though, Eric. It really was.
Who else did you meet out there? I mean, there must have been a cavalcade of stars.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, it was more like, and it was, you know, between rehearsing and the travel part, getting the songs down, and didn't have much time really to do anything. Didn't go mountain climbing, didn't ski, all the things I don't know how to do, I didn't do.
Well, bless you for not.
We did go to a strip joint one night. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
That's a good way to end that story.
Bolin. So the question that I have is, what took the state of Colorado so long to induct your brother?
Well, a lot of people did ask that night. This is not really why, but I happened to be in the Mission at the time because it's only been open a month and a half. It's just unbelievable. You can Google it and see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, well, whatever the reasoning was, it's timing because it's in the best place possible other than Red Rocks to have it would have been the Mission. So it worked out really well. And, you know, out there they have, you know, they had Caribou Ranch and that was inducted a couple years ago. And, you know, John Denver's out there. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by inducting Caribou, that meant, you know, bringing up Elton John and all the bands that recorded there, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So they inducted them, even though they're not. But they lived in Colorado, I guess, for a little while. You live in Caribou, Netherlands.
Yeah. So tonight you're playing, huh?
Yes, playing at the Marquee downtown. Tommy Bolin calendar's on sale, 2020.
So you got those done?
Yeah.
Oh.
Know,
congratulations. That was another thing that you were working on.
Yeah, I'm a...
So while you were working on that, I was working on Whatever Happened To.
Whatever Happened To, and I'd like to hear about that.
Well, I'm going to let you know. We're going to do...
Okay.
We're planning four groups, depending on how much time we have.
Okay.
Collective Soul, all right? Spin Doctors, Spirit, and JoJo Gunn. Now, the first two we're going to kind of combine together, Collective Soul and the Spin Doctors, because they both began about the same time in the late 1980s, early 1990s. That's when both bands began to play. And the thing that I found remarkable about Collective Soul, which is a band that I never got into when they first came out, I only subsequent, you know, I picked up one of their CDs.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I really didn't have a chance to listen to
them. At the pawn shop or something. And they were great.
Yeah.
So I started buying some of their CDs. And the other band, Spin Doctors, started about the same time. They're from New York City. And they were also very popular back in the day. Don't remember how popular they were, but lots of people bought their records. They have a gold record.
Collective
Soul has a couple
hits.
Yeah, you know. They do. So we're going to play them, and then we'll play Spirit, the band from the 60s.
I can't wait to hear that.
Birthed JoJo Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting off today because it's December. We're starting off today with Collective Soul. This is December off their first album. Second album.
Why drink the water from my hand? Contagious as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't run it over again.
Baby, just
Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolin and Blumberg, more collective soul.
Let your light shine down. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down.
Shine, Collective Soul, Siouxland Public Media. You're listening to the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg. Remember that song?
I remember both those songs. They're both pretty big hits, really.
Yeah, this one, Shine, is off their Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid album. This is their first album.
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard from December. Off of their second album, which is just called Collective Soul. December made it to number one on the mainstream rock charts, and so did Shine.
What size band do they have? I never
five members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've got two brothers. One is a singer, the other's a rhythm guitar player.
Okay.
And then Will Turpin, Johnny Rabb, and Jesse Triplett. That's the current makeup of the band.
All right, yeah, I was wondering how big
that
band was.
We're going to hear one more from them. This comes off of one of their later albums entitled See What You Started by Continuing. They started that, this came out in 2014, and they started their winter tour on January 15th at a place called the Belly Up in Aspen. No, it's in Aspen. In Aspen, Colorado.
Okay.
And the song we're going to hear is entitled This. And this made it pretty well itself.
Okay.
Some more Collective Soul
right
for you on Siouxland Public Media, the B-Sides. We'll be right back. this Collective Soul here on Siouxland Public Media, the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. We're asking the question, whatever happened to? And we can ask that same question about ourselves. I used to be Eric Blumberg.
I don't even want to know what I used to be.
Well, you know.
Try to look in the mirror.
But you are. See, so yeah. No. We don't look in the mirror.
No.
No. Okay.
What is
when
it
I
for? Have,
I close my eyes when I shave. Hence, you'll see, you know.
Yeah, I'll have to do that myself. It's been a couple of days. Really?
Well, okay. You didn't have to shave for the radio.
No, you're right.
And you
there.
Didn't have to tell everybody you look grungy either. But you don't.
I don't need to tell anybody I smell, and I don't need to tell anybody.
You look very smart in your Minnesota Vikings sweatshirt. Didn't know you were a football fan.
Well, I'm not going to even tell you who I'm for.
Okay.
I just happened to get this for Christmas one year, but.
Well, it's nice that you.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, and they did really good last night.
Man, are you serious?
No, they really didn't do good
last
night.
No.
I told you I didn't want to bring it up. It's like who I vote for. You don't want to hear that either.
No, I never ask who a person votes for. Never. That was Collective Soul, so whatever happened to
them. Those tight endings. They just stop on a dime.
They put an album out this year. It's called Blood.
Okay.
That was from 2014, though. The album Look at What You Started by Continuing. They had Shine, which we just heard, and December, which we just heard, they both won the Billboard Music Awards for 1994 and 1995.
Yeah.
So they were successful. But the question is, whatever happened to them?
Right.
And sooner or later, like you
they
said,
played
they'll, show
here, though.
At
they
the,
played,
they'll show up at
they
the
played
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock, yeah.
Now, this is a band I'd love to see at the Hard Rock. Our next Whatever Happened To, New York band. You know, John.
They were here. They were at the Hard Rock, though.
They were. Yeah, everybody turns up at the Hard Rock eventually.
Eventually, if they're still around.
If the band is still around, you end up at the Hard Rock. Yeah,
that's right.
That's true. Anyway, this band started with John Popper in it.
Oh, I didn't
John
know that.
Popper is that
Blues Travelers
harmonica player from the Blues Travelers.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks he's the greatest harmonica player in the world. I happen to think Magic Dick. Okay, we're just going to leave it right there.
Can I say Paul Butterfield or not?
Yeah, of course. Say Charlie Musselwhite. Yeah. I just happen to like Magic Dick
and Toots the Omen, and you know.
Yeah, there's a million of them. By the way.
Eric Blumberg.
I've been known to play the harmonica.
Yeah, I played with you.
Yeah, of course we have. So Spin Doctors put out like a bajillion records. We don't have time to play all of the bajillion, but we'll play a few cuts from. The first one that we're going to hear from is Turn It Upside Down. And the first song we're going to hear from Turn It Upside Down is You Let Your Heart Go Too Fast. On Siouxland Public Media, the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg.
That's awesome.
pocket full of kryptonite. Spin Doctors. For all you comic book fiends out there, that was called Jimmy Olsen's Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
From the album of the same name, Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
Remember him.
Jimmy Olsen? Oh, yeah. Of course. You all watched Superman growing up, didn't you?
Always.
I did.
Lois Lane.
My goodness. That album, triple platinum.
That right there?
Yeah, that album, triple platinum, Pocket Full of Kryptonite, triple platinum. So these are bands that did have success.
That singer's got a real unique voice that you know right away it's him.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times he's doing the kind of the same kind of scale of singing. And another thing is distinctive is the drummer's snare drum is super tight.
Yeah, yeah.
It pops and...
Do you like that when they do that?
It's different. You know, it's like a piccolo snare, but remember Dave Clark 5, but I don't think anybody else does.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're known for that. They were known for that one role that Dave Clark would do. And
We'll try to have
them on sometime.
Yeah, I think they're still probably playing at the Hard Rock or something. No,
we have to go back in time.
No, probably not. We have one more from the Spin Doctor.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I don't know if you've ever told somebody this before, but I guess it's a question to be answered, or it's a command to be done. Big fat funky booty.
Ooh.
Stay the night up. She's around the house and she loves me so real.
I'm not even going to start to try to explain to you what the lyrics there said.
It reminds me of that Joe Tex song, Ain't Got a Bump No More, No Big Fat Woman.
Oh, well.
Joe Tex, yeah. It's kind of, that's why I was laughing.
It's a, they're kind of a funky little band there.
That was really funky.
Yeah, it's all right.
No Cool in the Gang, but yeah, they're funky.
No, they're not Cool in the Gang, but who is?
Well, let's go back to our era now.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes.
The era that we grew up in.
Yeah, the era we grew up in. So here I am, a 16 or 17-year-old in New York City, final year of prep school.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to WNEW FM. Because what they used to do at WNEW FM back in the 60s, would they come in with all of these records that were sent by the companies, and they would start playing them and play whatever they felt like playing.
So, that was the good old days.
No, those were the good old. That's the way radio should be.
Yeah, radio, half the stations, well, FM was like that.
Yeah, FM. Remember when AM was different. Yeah. AM was completely different. AM was top 40, and I remember listening to that too. But I heard this song come on, and it was like a revelation to me. I don't know why. Spirit. Five-piece band, started about 1967 out of Los Angeles. Guitar player, Randy California. His stepfather, Ed Cassidy, on drums. His name is Randy Wolf, by the way.
Who's Ed's?
No.
Oh, you mean Randy's?
California. His real name is Randy Wolf.
Okay.
He was playing with Jimi Hendrix in New York, and they had two Randys in the band. So he named Randy Wolf Randy California, and the other one Randy Texas, from where they came from.
Okay.
Never heard from Randy Texas again, but Randy California, yeah, for sure. And a lot of people said that he had the guitar playing skill of a Hendrix back then.
He was very good, I know that.
Yeah. So here's a song, comes on the radio, and it's like, whoa, this is different. Here's Spirit, Fresh Garbage.
Fresh garbage.
Siouxland Public Media, Spirit, Nature's Way. Before that, Fresh Garbage. Well, you know, you can get up and dance to it. The Nature's Way song, that sounds pretty relevant to today.
Took me back in time there.
Yeah, definitely. That was 1970. That was the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus.
Right.
That was the last album they put together with the original band intact. Now, after that, Spirit went on in another direction with Randy California, Ed Cassidy, the drummer, and a new bass player, and they were a power trio. And two members of Spirit, Mark Andes, Jay Ferguson, split to form the band JoJo Gunn.
Right.
Got that?
Oh, I got that. I knew that.
Well, I know you knew that. I was kind of, that was
rhetorical.
But it's going
to my mind, what, I thought you meant their solo career, but they did JoJo Gunn first.
Yeah, they did JoJo Gunn first. And, you know, Spirit had one minor hit off their second album, The
Family. I got
Family.
Line on You?
Yeah. So we're going to listen to a live version of it, the Power Trio version of it, live from New York off the triple album entitled Rock and Roll Planet, 1977 to 1979. I got a line on you.
summer of your mind. I could love you, love you, love you, love you all year long.
We're not leaving.
No, we're not leaving yet. We're staying awake.
We still have a little ways to go yet. So that was Spirit from 1977. I Got a Line on You, Babe.
77, huh?
Yep, that was 77.
I was in a band and out of Minneapolis, and we played with them in 83, and I was thinking about that.
They stayed together for a while.
And Ed was in it, but I think Randy was gone by then, and I believe. I don't know what year he died, but
I haven't looked that up.
Oh, okay. All
it's right. Probably in the notes that I have here, but I don't remember them off the
okay,
top of my
how much
head.
Older was Ed than the rest of the guys?
Well, he was
a grown man.
Yeah, he was like 50 or 60. No, seriously. He was 50 or 60. So, Jay Ferguson,
kind of
Mark,
like Uncle Fester.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, right. Got it. That is family. Yeah. Perfect. So, Jay Ferguson, Mark Andy split to form JoJo Gunn, and they had one kind of a hit, if you could call it that.
It was.
It was, yeah. Run, Run, Run.
Right.
JoJo Gunn.